Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Set off to a CBS television star, Jill Schlesinger, on WCCO. She Talks Business. JillOnMoney.com. Hi, Jill.
How are you?
In this part of the world, we're a little bit concerned about this trade conflict with Mexico now.
Yeah, it was very surprising. Just remember that on Thursday, all the way back to Thursday, that morning we were talking about how that updated NAFTA bill was starting its way through Congress. Then Thursday night, the president tweets, hey, I'm going to impose tariffs on everything from Mexico, and it's going to be 5% to start on June 10th. And every month that they don't help us control immigration, we're going to raise it by 5%. So it could go all the way up to 25%. This is a big deal, gang, because what we're looking at is our largest trading partner right now. We imported almost $350 billion of goods from Mexico last year. We're talking everything from cars and parts for the cars, electronics, fruits and vegetables. Dave, I know you're a big avocado toast fan.
Love it.
So avocado, beer, liquor. Come on, the list is huge. Also, crude oil, which is all, you know, really one of those things that is very odd. You would think, oh, we have so much oil here now. Well, we still have 700,000 barrels a day coming in from Mexico. So wide-ranging issues.
Jill, what's this doing to Wall Street?
Boy, it was kind of a rough week, but you know, all of May was a terrible month, down about 6.5% across the board. Right now, I think there are a lot of traders who are worried about this Mexico thing, but they're saying to me, maybe it won't go into effect because it would be very bad for Mexico. So maybe they'll sort of hype up a little bit and try to say, yes, we're doing these things. But I think that right now, you've got to be prepared for volatility. It's a real up and down kind of mood on Wall Street. One day we think it's not going to be so bad. The next day it's like, uh-oh, it's terrible. Stick to your portfolio. No sudden moves.
Hey, before you go, were you kind of surprised that the Fed Reserve Chairman did a piece with 60 Minutes last night?
Yeah, well, I wasn't because I knew about it. But
but I mean, overall, when you first learned about it.
You know, no, I think that the Federal Reserve is really trying to get out in front and saying to the world, hey, we're not political. We are these people who essentially are away from Republican, away from Democrat. We deal with monetary policy. I think they really would like to say, like, look, we're the quiet nerds. Leave us alone. So they don't want to get beaten up on by either side. But it's very interesting. You know, there's two open slots on the Federal Reserve Board right now, and we're waiting to see who the president next nominates. So far, they've been actually fairly, I would say, consistent appointees, but the last couple that were even floated were very much far out there on the spectrum of what you might have in a Fed leader. These were very extreme people. So we'll see who comes in next. That's going to be a developing story that I'm following.
Have an awesome week.
Thank you. You too.
She's Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com. Check that out every week. And, of course, you catch her on CBS television as well. It's 8:15 at CCO. Good morning. Temperature in the Twin Cities right now is up to 50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.